To everybody who came for the special shiur today. As the topic is a very interesting one, even though somebody might ask, why is that Nageya to us? We have to know the 630 mitzvahs, not the 7 mitzvahs in Einoyah. However, it's Nageya to each and every one of us. Because as we say, in the bracha of Sheva brachas, the first bracha, we say, Shahakol Bure L'chvoidai. Every single thing in the world was created for Kvoid Hashem. And that goes on Sai, other people, not even Goyim, who were created, are also created for Kvoid Hashem. All creatures, anything that was created in the world is created for Kvoid Hashem. As we say, Shahakol Bure L'chvoidai. And therefore, it's important, especially on such a day that is quote unquote a Yom Tov for the Goyim, a special day by the Goyim, it's important for us to realize that we can learn out something for Avodas Hashem from anything that there is in the Bria. As known, many stories that the Baal Shem HaKodesh learned out certain lessons from Goyim, and one of them will say over a beautiful story. There was once a time that the Baal Shem Tov with his Talmidim were in a certain village, and there was a river there in that village. And the Baal Shem Tov started looking. There was some goyim there that were doing something on the ice. It was so cold, as in Yonah Yoyim, and now this weather that we're in the middle of, it was freezing. In the lake froze up, the river that was there. And there was a guy that was making a shasi ve'eriv in the ice. And the Baal Shem HaKodesh was looking and staring at it. And it was a big chiddush for the Talmidim of the Baal Shem HaKodesh. How could that be? He's looking at somebody make a cross. What's pshat? Talmidim couldn't understand it till they asked the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov said, I learned a gewaldige lesson from these goyim. What could be more tuhar? What could be more holy than water? A person is tamei, he goes into a mikvi, becomes tar. A person wants to go from a goy to a yid, he's tovel in a mikvi, becomes a yid. However, if water is frozen, if it's cold, you could even make a cross on it. That's what the Baal Shem Tov learned, a lesson for Avodas Hashem. The warmkeit that a Yid needs, the geschmack, and the brenn in Avodas Hashem, that's so important. Even though something could be so gewaldig, but if it's done with a kalkite, if it's done without cheshek and chiyas, then it could even be made a shasi ve'ev on that. And that is taki for us to know how to go about all our 630 mitzvahs with a brenn, with a warmkeit. It should not be the opposite of that, as the Baal Shem Tov story. We have a gewaldig chus. It's not an easy time to travel. That one of the chushev dayunim of California, Reb Nachum Sauer, was matiach himself to come. He mentioned the last time was 10 years ago, and Baruch Hashem, it looks like he enjoyed the oilim that came 10 years ago. Maybe it's the same oilim, some of the same oilim, I'm sure. And he has came back again to give us this special shiur. And this day that it's not easy to come, we appreciate the tircha, and again we want to thank the Simcha Davis Legal Holiday Program for sponsoring this special program, for opportunity for those to use the day in the best way possible. Rav Lau.
Story, I'm going to remember it. I want to begin by thanking Rabbi Muscat for bringing me out from sunny 75 degrees in California to, I think it's minus 4. Sunny, but minus 4. I was afraid it would snow or rain, but Mine is for one of the coldest days, I understand, so far this winter. When Rabbi Muscat called me about 6 weeks ago about giving the legal holiday shiur today, he asked me to give him a number of topics. So I gave him about four or five different topics. One of them was Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And he chose the topic of Sheva Mitzvos. In a way, I was happy, because it's not a topic that is so well known, that is so discussed, even though we just really had it in Daf HaYomi not long ago in Sanhedrin, in Perek HaBal Nisos. There are many ramifications for Yidden in terms of knowing the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And over the years, I've made the acquaintance of a number of Frum B'nei Noach. Frum B'nei Noach in California who keep Sheva Mitzvos and who ask me Shailos LaHalacha. And some of them I'll share with you. I guess it's, as Rabbi Eichenstein mentioned, that it's somewhat appropriate to speak about this topic today, a day which is the new year for most of the goyim in the world, and Sheva Mitzvos are the mitzvahs for all the nations in the world, except of course for Klal Yisrael, that we have 613 mitzvahs, we have Tariag mitzvahs, which do include the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So I would just ask the Olam if they would hold questions, and there might be many questions, hold questions to the end and possibly write them down. Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach are the foundation of humanity, foundation of society, universal. All men, all mankind are descended from Noach. And all men are created b'tzelem Elokim, but to maintain that tzelem Elokim, they have to fulfill their mission in terms of keeping Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. They are the basic code of morality, the basic code of ruchnius for B'nei Noach in the world. Maral points out that these mitzvahs are so fundamental to mankind that Adam HaRishon was commanded the Sheva Mitzvos only a few hours after he was created. On that first day of creation of Adam HaRishon, Gemara lists in Sanhedrin what happened each hour of the day. And shortly after Adam was created, Hashem gave him the Sheva Mitzvahs. Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk in Bereishis. Vayitzaveh Hashem Elokim es Adam Lamar. And Gemara learns out the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach from that Pasuk. Because the Sheva Mitzvahs are part of the essence of creation. Although there are many areas of Torah which are off limits to B'nai Noach, they're not allowed to learn most areas of Torah, because it's Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe, Marosha Kielas Yaakov, as we'll talk about later. It's a Marosha, it's a legacy, Torah is a legacy for Klal Yisrael, not for the nations of the world. But a Ben Noach is allowed to learn all areas which are relevant to Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. In fact, he's advised to do so. Advised to learn about the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, because lack of knowledge is no excuse when it comes to Sheva Mitzvos. There's no din of shogeg, potter b'shogeg, because I didn't know. Ignorance is not bliss when it comes to Sheva Mitzvos. The Rambam writes that if a Ben Noach kills somebody, he murders, and he didn't know that murder is osur, hareis a korov lemezid v'nerag, he's tired of his best. Because we don't consider it to be a shogeg, he should have learned about the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. That's an imperative on each and every human being to know the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach and the details of the Sheva Mitzvos, because each one of these mitzvahs or rather detailed, as we shall discuss. In fact, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes that a Ben Noach who learns Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach is compared to a Kohen Gadol. Can be compared. A Ben Noach she'osak b'tizah, osad lasak b'torah. But if he's learning Sheva Mitzvos, he's compared to a Kohen Gadol. And we need 613 mitzvahs to perfect ourselves. But a Ben Noach only needs 7 mitzvahs. And as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, that if he keep a Ben Noach will keep 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach, because of the tzivui of Hashem, not because of hechra hadas, because he feels it's based on human reason, that it's ethical, it's the right thing, but because it's a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is mechasidei umos ha'olam, and yizoychet ha'olam habo. The Rambam writes at the end of Perachas Mehilchos Melachim, if he keeps the Shema mitzvahs, because they are the mitzvahs of Hashem, and not just ethical imperatives based on human reason. There's even a category in Halacha of Ger Toshav, where Ben Noach makes a formal acceptance of the Shema mitzvahs in the presence of a Beis Din, and he has a new status in Halacha, a status of Ger Toshav. And there are different halachas for a Ger Toshav. There's a mitzvah lahaf yoso, a mitzvah min ha-Torah, to save his life. A Ger Toshav is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. But there is no din Ger Toshav bizman azeh, because there's only noyev bizman shayoyvel noyev. And we don't have yoyvel today. But there is a status, a new personal status in halacha of Ger Toshav. Ultimately, what's the source of Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach? The source is Torah, and Torah has to be the guiding force in observing Sheva Mitzvahs. There is no Shulchan Aruch on Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but we have the sugyas in Sanhedrin, and from Daf Nun Vav to Daf Samech, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Melachim, and other Svarim, and other Poskim, and Shailos Utshuvis, that discuss different areas of the Sheva mitzvahs. But because there is no psach in Shulchan Aruch, therefore there are a lot of issues which remain somewhat unclear. There's machloikas haposkim, rishonim, about various issues in the Sheva mitzvahs, as we shall see. And that remains to be decided by the poskei Yisrael, by Gedolei Yisrael. And to decide those issues which remain unclear. There's a beautiful Beis Halevi that the Beis Halevi points out, not only is there a quantitative difference between Klal Yisrael and Bnei Noach. They have Sheva mitzvahs, so we have Taryag mitzvahs. The Beis Halevi points out there's a qualitative difference. It's a difference not just the Kamos, but also the Eichus, between Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach and our Taryag Mitzvahs. There's a medrash on the Pasuk in Yisroel, V'yisam l'skula mikol ha'ami. Says the medrash, V'yisam l'skula shetiyu kenuyim li v'oiskim b'Torah. You are acquired by me. You are kenuyim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Torah. And the Beis Halevi asks, what does that mean? Shetiyu kenuyim li. And it's a long Beis Halevi in Parshas Yisroel. Just the essence of the Beis Halevi, he comes out that there's a fundamental difference between the commitment of Bnei Noach to the Sheva Mitzvahs and the commitment of Klal Yisrael to Taryag Mitzvahs. Bnei Noach, their obligation to keep Sheva Mitzvahs is B'toras Chiyuv. It's a getter of Chiyuv. It's his chayvus. It's an obligation that they have to keep the Sheva mitzvahs, but their guf is not konui to the mitzvahs. By Klal Yisrael, when we said Nasa v'nishmar, we were makne our guf to Torah. We were makne our guf, we were makne our essence, our lives to Torah, and that's what it means, v'yisam li skulon mikol ha'ami. You shall be kinuyim li, because a yid is his guf, his neshama is konui, is acquired by Torah. And that's a fundamental difference between Klal Yisrael and Bnei Noach. Hey, the Beis Halevi comes to this conclusion because he has a kasha on the Rambam that one cannot be mishayed chiyuv she'ein lo kitzvah. So how could Klal Yisrael say nasa v'nishma, there was a chiyuv she'ein lo kitzvah? They didn't know exactly what they were mishayed to. So Beis Halevi said, Klal Yisrael were not just mischayev to keep the Torah and to keep mitzvahs. They were makna themselves, as an eved is makna himself to his master, and the master can tell him anything to do. And there's no limit on what the Master can tell him, because he's konui to the Master, and so too Klal Yisrael are konui to the Torah. And the Rambam writes that the Rambam paskins there is no chiyuv of kiddush Hashem by a ben Noach, whereas by Yisrael there's a chiyuv of kiddush Hashem. Because our guf is konui to Torah, is konui to mitzvahs, whereas the ben Noach is not konui to the shevah mitzvahs b'nei Noach. He doesn't have to give up his life if he's faced with a situation of either worship avodah zarah or you'll be killed. He's not mitzvah in the mitzvah kiddush Hashem, whereas we are, because our guf, our neshama, is konui to Torah, is konui to the mitzvahs of Torah. So there's not just a quantitative difference, but also a qualitative difference between Klal Yisrael in our Tayyar Mitzvahs and the Bnei Noach in their Sheva Mitzvahs. In the brief time allotted, I want to try to give an overview of the Sheva Mitzvahs, defining each one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, and raising some important issues about them and the ramifications of the Sheva Mitzvahs for Klal Yisrael, the ramifications for us. Let's divide the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach into three different categories. First category is the Sheva Mitzvahs that were given to Adam HaRishon and to Noach. That six mitzvahs were given to Adam. The seventh mitzvah, Eved Min HaChayim, was given to Noach, because Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat basar until after the Mabel, basar was also, meat was also. And therefore, Eved Min HaChayim could not have been given to Adam until after the Mabel. So Noach was the one who finally received all Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And that's one of the reasons why they're called Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, because the Sheva Mitzvahs were only given to Noach. Only six mitzvahs were given to Adam HaRishon. Furthermore, all mankind is descended from Noach. So B'nei Noach is all, it refers to all of mankind. And because these are so fundamental to society, to the existence of society and humanity, right? The din is that Azharasan Zuri Misasan, the Chayiv Misa on all of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Misa's Bezdin on all of the Sheva Mitzvahs. There's a second category of Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach which are not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. For instance, interbreeding the various species of animals, grafting different species of trees. Here they're not included in Sheva Mitzvahs. There's no key of Misa's Bezdin, but it's Asur, and there will be an Einesh Bidei Shaman. And then there's a third category, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadi Beis says, Shloishin Mitzvahs Kiblo Aleim B'nei Noach. There are 30 mitzvahs that were given to B'nei Noach, and we don't know exactly what those 30 mitzvahs are. Ach lo kimum, but they didn't keep them, they didn't observe them except the three. And we'll talk about what those three were. So what are the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Avodah Zorah, idol worship; Birkas Hashem, blasphemy, cursing Hashem's name; Shvichas Domi, murder; Gilui Arayos, illicit relations with certain women; Gezel, stealing; Eved Min HaChayim, a limb from a live animal; and Dinim, and the Mitzvah of Dinim, setting up a legal system, a court system, and judging with that in the courts. So in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach are included the Gimel Averis Chamuris, the three cardinal sins, Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Domim, that we have as the Gimel Averis Chamuris, on which we're mechuyev to be Moisa Nefesh, and to give up our lives. So these are included in the Sheva Mitzvahs, but as I mentioned, the maskana of the Gemara, according to most Rishonim, is a Ben Noach does not have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. That's the role, that's the mission of Klal Yisrael. A Ben Noach doesn't have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, of giving up his life, rather than violating the Sheva Mitzvahs. So these are the seven general categories of Sheva Mitzvahs, and I'd like to discuss each one of them individually, we're bringing out some details and the ramifications for Klal Yisrael. Avodah Zarah, not worshipping idols. Ramesha Feinstein points out in the Tshuva, it's not only an Isser of worshipping idols, but a Ben Noach has a mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mitzvah of Emunah, in the Borei Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. A Ben Noach cannot be an atheist. He has to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll see a ramification shortly in terms of that for Bnei Noach. So what is the din if a Ben Noach believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he also believes in other gods? That's called shituf. He believes that God has partners. There's not just one God, but God has partners and shituf. As the Christians believe in the Trinity, they believe that there are three parts to their God, to their Godhead, right? The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is three. Is that considered to be Avodah Zorah for a Ben Noach? For Yisrael, it's certainly Avodah Zorah. We have a mitzvah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Right? That Hashem is one. And to the exclusion of any other forces, Hashem is one, and it's a unique oneness, a perfect oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem Echad. And therefore, if a Jew believes in a Trinity, or the Jew believes in Christianity, he's an Oyved Avodah Zorah. Oyved Avodah Zorah. What about by Bnei Noach? A Ben Noach who believes in Shituf, that God, that Hashem has partners, equal partners, is that considered to be Avodah Zorah for a Ben Noach? And that's a major machlokes among the Rishonim and the Achrayim. Whether Shituf for a Ben Noach is considered to be Avodah Zorah for a Ben Noach. The Ramah and other Poskim, based on the Tosfos and Bechoris Daf Beis on the days, holds that a Ben Noach is not Mitzuvah in Shituf. He's not considered to be an Oved Avodah Zorah if he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he believes in other parts to God, a Shituf, that he has partners. He's not considered to be an Oved Avodah Zorah. However, most poskim disagree with that, and they hold that a Ben Noach is mitzuveh in Shituf, and it's considered to be Avodah Zorah. Neidah Bihuda has a tshuva, the Pri Megodin, Rabbi Yaakov Lemdin, the Minchas Alotza, that it's Shituf is Avodah Zorah for Bnei Noach, and they say that when Tosis says in Bechayus, and in other places, also in Sanhedrin, that Ben Noach is not mitzuveh on Shituf, he doesn't mean that Ben Noach is not mitzuveh in his belief on Shituf. He has to believe in Hashem. But it's referring to a Shvuah. Taking a Shvuah, for Ben Yisrael to take a Shvuah in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and adding something else into that Shvuah to be Meshate, Shem Shamayim, Bedova, Achi, and Shvuah, that's an Yisrael. That's an Yisrael for us. That's not an Yisrael for a Ben Noach. But his Amunah has to be in one God, in Hashem. And if he believes in Shituf, that's considered to be Avodah Zorah. And it's very clear from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuras writes that Noitzrim heim oivdei Avodah Zorah. Christians are considered to be oivdei Avodah Zorah. Ustam yeinu also bahanor. And therefore their wine is also bahanor because they are oivdei Avodah Zorah. Masha'enkein yishme'elim eino oivdei Avodah Zorah. Yishmael, the Muslim, is not an Oved Avodah Zorah. He believes in one God. He's monotheistic. And because they believe in Achdus Hashem, and their Yayin is only also Bishtiyah of a Mutavano. You can't drink their wine of a Muslim, but it's not also Vano. Because it's also Bishtiyah because of the Gzeirah of Chasnus. Because it might lead to intermarriage. That only answers Bishtiyah. But it's not also the Hanoah, because Issa Hanoah is only wine of an Oyvei Avodah Zorah, and they're not considered to be, Yishmeidim are not considered to be Oyvei Avodah Zorah. So it comes out, according to the Rambam in most poskim, that Notzrim, that Christians, are considered to be Avodah Zorah. It's Avodah Zorah for B'nai Noach. And there are two major nafkaminis, lahalocha for us, for Klal Yisrael, in by virtue of Natsuos, Christianity being Avodah Zorah for B'nai Noach. One that we mentioned already, Stam Yenom. The Yain, is it also Bahanoah or only also Bishia? If they are of the Avodah Zorah, as the Rambam says, it's also Bahanoah. You can't even have benefit from it. If they're not of the Avodah Zorah, it's only also Bishia, as the wine of Yishma'elim is only also Bishia. And secondly, a very big nafkamin is in terms of the poskim, right? In terms of the issur of going into a church, into the sanctuary of a church. If they are of the Avodah Zorah, it's considered, a church is considered to be a Beis Avodah Zorah. They're worshipping Avodah Zorah in the church, and it's also to go into a Beis Avodah Zorah. And the reason why it's also to walk into a Beis Avodah Zorah, a house of Avodah Zorah, even though the house itself, the building itself, is not worshipped as Avodah Zorah, they're doing their service to Avodah Zorah inside the building. But we're going to share another posting, right, that it's also to go in is also because it's Tashmishei Avodah Zorah. Tashmishei Avodah Zorah is also Bahano. So there's also a pasuk. You should be distanced from a base minos, from the house of Avodah Zorah, a house of minos. There's also Hanoah from the tsuris inside the church. Hanoah, there's an Issa Hanoah from Noi Avodah Zorah, ornaments for the Avodah Zorah. And there's also an Issa on the Anissa Durabonon of Cheshad. Cheshad, it's like a marisayin if a person is going into a church. And therefore, since we basically pass it, like the Rambam and the other poskim, that Christianity is Avodah Zorah, therefore a church is a base Avodah Zorah, and this is the way the Shach, the Chachad Paskim, the Chachma Sodom, the Taz, Maram Shik, Chutam Shula, Shi Gus Moshe, and Rebbe Avadi Yosef. Rebbe Avadi Yosef has a tshuva in which he brings down Rishonim who say that the issa of going into a church is an issa d'oraisa, and therefore there's no hetter mitzad eva or mitzad hefsid momin. It's an issa d'oraisa because it's mishamshei avodah zorah, or because of the pasuk harfek mi'olecha derachecha zu beis minus. And since it's an issa d'oraisa, it's also to go into the church, even to attend a funeral of somebody's employer is not Jewish, and they have they lost a relative, and they're making a funeral. They're having the funeral service in the church. It's also for a Jew to go into the church to attend that funeral service, even though there might be some eva and there might be a potential of hefsid moment. But it's also because it's an issa d'oraisa, since a church is considered to be a beis avodah zorah. In contrast to that, however, a mosque, the poskim say, is not a beis avodah zorah, because Yishma'elim are not of the avodah zorah, and therefore Rav Yashiv and other poskim paskin, there is no issa of going into a mosque, except maybe Vukuach Nefesh is that common, for other reasons, but not mitzad beis avodah zorah. However, there is a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer of Oldenburg, based on a run in Sanhedrin, that he wants to say that the Yishma'elim are of the Avodah Zorah, and therefore Tzitz Eliezer says that because when they bow down, the Ran says they're bowing down to Muhammad, and that constitutes Avodah Zorah. Very strange run that's hard to understand, but the Tzitz Eliezer paskins in the tshuva that a mosque, therefore, based on this run, is considered to be a base Avodah Zorah. Of course, the Rav Avadi Yosef brings down a Sefer Hasidim that he tells a story in Sefer Hasidim about a non-Jew who was tying money to a Jew. Whenever the Jew would come to be Tobeya to ask him for the money, he would run into the church. He knew he was safe there. He would run into the church, into the sanctuary, and one time the Jew was nikshal, and he ran into the church after him in order to collect his chov. And then he had charata. He regretted it, and he asked one of the Chachomim in that time, what should he do to do tshuva? And he said, every day, every year, on that day that you went into the church, you should fast. And that's how he was knighted, called, he was knighted called Yom. There is, however, if one has to go into the social hall of the church, or for polling, for voting, or for some kind of meeting, so there's no issu mitzad misham she'avodah zorah, tashmish she'avodah zorah. It's also because of cheshav, because of the appearance that one is going into the church. However, the poskim say if it's well known that this is a polling place, this is for voting, so it's well known, so there is no cheshav. So then it would be mutter to go into the church. So there are nafkaminis in knowing the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, nafkaminis, la halacha, for us. So Moshe has a very interesting tshuva. And Moshe Feinstein says, he writes in the tshuva, he was asked to Shaila, is there a mitzvah B'nei Noach to daven? Tfila. Is there such a mitzvah? And Moshe writes, we don't find that there's a mitzvah for B'nei Noach to daven. However, part of the mitzvah of emunah in Hashem is that a person turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah when he has a tzorah, when he has an illness or problems with parnosa. So we demonstrate our emunah by turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. Therefore, Ramesha is mechadish. Aben Noach has a mitzvah to daven when he has an eis tzorah, when there's some kind of personal tzor, because otherwise, how does he demonstrate his amuna and his bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the time to show amuna and bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, in Eretz Yisrael, there was a group of Bnei Noach, that went to the chief rabbi and they asked them, the Rabbonos or Roshis, to compose a siddur for them. And there is a siddur, I don't have it, I have an early copy of the siddur, when it was, they first started it. But a siddur, what parts of davening are they allowed to say, and what tefillahs can they say? And by now, there must be some kind of siddur that the art school hasn't published it yet. But there must become some kind of siddur. They'll get there, eventually. They have a lot of other stories to publish for us first. The a Ben Noach is allowed to go into a church. He has no issur of entering a church, even though it is a Beis Avodah Zorah, as long as he's not worshipping Avodah Zorah. But the Rambam writes three extra issurim that we don't find in the Gemara, in the sugyas of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But he writes three extra Isurim which are sort of Abiz rival corollaries to Avodah Zorah, but there's no fear of Mitzvah's Bezdin. The Rambam writes, Lo Lahoki Matzeva, not to set up a single stone as a Matzeva to bring Korbonis on the Matzeva. Lo Lita Asherah, not to plant an Asherah tree. Asherah tree is a tree which is planted for the purpose of Avodah Zorah. And the third one, not to make Tzuras Shemesh V'yoreach HaKochavim and Tzuras Odom L'noi. Not to make images of the sun, the moon, and the stars, or images, statues of men, statues of a human being, even though it's not for idol worship. Even though it's only for Noi, it's only for ornamentation, for beauty. The Rambam writes, that's an issur, just like it's an issur on us, right? Lo sasa niti, alohei kesed, alohei zol, lo sasa lochem. At the end of Parshas Yisro, the Rambam writes, this is an issur for B'nei Noach as well. So that's as far as Avodah Zorah. Questions at the end. That's as far as Avodah Zorah. The second of the Sheva Mitzvahs, Birkas Hashem, blasphemy. Blaspheming Hashem's name, cursing the name of Hashem. There's a long Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Melachim, where the Mishnah Lamelech has a suffix whether the Nisa of Shvua Sheker, Dr. Jeremy is only Shvuas now, there's an Issa of Shvua Sheker by B'nei Noach. and he tries to bring Yerushalmi that seems to say that there is a nisa of taking a false oath even for B'nai Noach. Many years ago I was asked a shayla by my acquaintance, the Frum Ben Noach. He had the following shayla. He used to go to shul on Shabbos. And he would not live in the back of a shul. He would go to a, he went to a conservative shul. He wanted to try to be mekarev the Jews to keep Torah and to keep Shabbos. And he would daven in the back, and he wore a yarmulke. And yes, he used to do this every Shabbos. And he wore a yarmulke, and he davened. He knew Hebrew. He used to learn Ramban on Chumash in Hebrew. He learned Hebrew, and he was learning. He used to ask Shabbos, what am I allowed to learn? But certain things that he was allowed to learn, he would learn in the original Lashon HaKodesh. And one Shabbos, the Gabbai came over to him and asked him, they wanted to give him an aliyah. And he turned it down. Even though he probably could have said the brachas better than anyone else there in the synagogue. And he turned it down. And then after Shabbos, he called me and he asked me, was I right in turning it down? Because I thought that maybe it would be a bracha l'batol. Because how can I say, Asher bracha bona mikol ha'amin? And therefore I would be transgressing bracha levatola. But is there an issa of bracha levatola for a ben Noach? Is there such an issa? Maybe it comes under Birkas Hashem, because we know bracha levatola, the Rambam says we learn of Osis Hashem Hashem Alokecha Lashon, right? That's an issa deraisa of bracha levatola. And I told him, I don't know. It's an excellent question. Excellent question. Recently, I got a hold of the Sefer, told us Noach. Someone wrote a magnificent Sefer, a Rav Brocha, Elio Brocha, on Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And he brings down there that Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlow, in the Sefer Mitzvahs for Rav Sadi Goyim, has a sophic about this. He clears whether there's a Nisa Brocha Levatola for a Ben Noach. But that's what happened. So these are shaylas, some of the shaylas that remain, don't have a clear cut sign. Third mitzvah, Sheva mitzvah, is Shvichas Domim. The issue of committing murder, the Torah says in Parshas Noach, Shefer Dam Ha'odom Ba'odom, Domo Yishotech. Right? If a person sheds blood, he commits murder, Domo Yishotech, he's Chayev, Chayev Misa, Chayev Misa's Bezdin. And the Gemara learns out that Shefer Dam Ha'odom Ba'odom, Elo Ha'ubrim. Abortion is clearly also for B'nai Noach, and it, because Dam Ha'odom Ba'odom is the Rabbah Se'ubrim, B'nai Noach HaChayiv Misa, Misa's Bezdin for committing an abortion, and it's more chomer than abortion by Yisrael. By Yisrael, abortion is also exactly what the Yisrael is, and it's a major machlokes Rishon. But the halacha is that there is no Chiyuv Misa, there's no capital punishment on abortion. There's a nisa, but there's no fear nisa. Because the ubar, the fetus, is not considered to be a nefesh gomer, Rashi says. Right? So there's no chiyuv nisa, even though it is also. By B'nai Noach, there's a fear of nisa. It's a higher level in terms of the issa of abortion. Minchas Chinuch has a sofek. What exactly is the reason for the chiyuv nisa by B'nai Noach? Is it because by a Ben Noach, the fetus is considered to be a nefesh gomor, whereas by Yisrael, it's not a nefesh gomor? Or is it not that even by Ben Noach, if the fetus is not a nefesh gomor, but a Ben Noach is chayiv mitzvahs bezdin on all of his sheva mitzvahs, he's chayiv on gezel also. So that because that's the din as horason, zuhi, misoson, whatever is included in sheva mitzvahs, There is a chi of misa, and there's a Tyson. The Chassidus says it might depend on two opinions in Tosfos. Tyson Sanhedrin Daf Muntes. The Tosfos talks about what happens. We know that by Israel, if the in childbirth or the uber is endangering the life of the mother, endangering, so you're allowed to abort the uber, abort the fetus to save the life of the mother, right? Because the mother is a nefesh gomor. And the fetus is not a nefesh gomer. What in Tosfos has two days? What about by a Ben Noach? There are two days in Tosfos whether you're allowed to abort the fetus in order to save the life of the mother by in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So that's a big sugya in and of itself. But Hapola Suva abortion comes under the Isser of Shvichas Domim and is learned from that pasuk. There's another chumra by B'nei Noach in terms of Shvichas Domim. Another chumra over the Dine Yisrael. The Dine is Ahari Treifa. By Israel, if one kills a treifa, someone who has the status of a treifa, they're terminal, and they have certain conditions which render them a treifa in halacha, so it's potter. It's potter for Mises Besen. By B'nai Noach, the Rambam says, Ahayri treifa is chayim. Groma, if someone gets by Israel, if someone kills through groma indirectly, they lock somebody up and starve him to death, so that's groma, it's osur, it's a los yirtzah, but there's no Mises Besen. By the name of the Rambam says, Chayev Misas, Chayev Misas Besin. So it's Shvichas Domim is more chomor in certain areas by B'nai Noach than it is by Yisrael. There's a fascinating Sabe Kabbalah on Chumash. The Torah says in Parshas Noach, Miyad Ha'odom, Miyad Ishachim, Edroches Nefesh Ha'odom. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, from an Ish against his brother, I will demand nefesh ha'odom. In other words, the person who commits murder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will punish him. So the Ksav HaKabbalah asks, why is the Torah repetitive? Miyad ha'odom, miyad ish ochiv. It's superfluous. So he says there are two types of ritzicha. There are two types of acts of murder. One act of murder, person commits out of hatred, jealousy, anger. He hates the other person, and therefore he murders him. But there's another kind of murder that a person commits out of rachmanis, mercy. He loves the person. He sees the other person suffering, and therefore he wants to take him out of his misery, out of his suffering, and he kills him. He murders him in order to terminate the suffering of the person. So that's not out of sin. He's doing it out of mercy. What's called today in society mercy killing, euthanasia. The Torah is saying specifically it's us. Miyad ha'odom refers to misa, that a person kills another human being out of sin, out of anger. And miyad ishachiv, if he kills another human being because he's his brother, because he loves him, and he has mercy on him, the Torah says that is Shvichas Domim. That is also. It's also even for also for Israel and also for B'nai Noach. So the Torah itself is specifically stating that euthanasia, mercy killing, when somebody sees someone suffering, a terminal patient who is was suffering, it's an act of Shvichas Domim. The Torah also prohibits suicide. Right? The Torah says that Ma'avid Atzmo Ladas is also committing suicide. The Torah says it in also there in Parshas Noach, Achaz Dimchem L'Nashel Seichem Edrosh. Dimchem L'Nashel Seichem is a person takes his own life, commits suicide. It's also min HaTorah, it's an act of Ritzicha. And the Radvaz and the Shulchan Aruch Harav explain, because a person does not own his own body. We are not the master of our body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Right? And therefore a person cannot take his own life, just like he can't take the life of another human being. It's considered to be Shvichas Domim. There is a halacha of Rodef by B'nai Noach, just like there's a halacha Rodef by Yisrael. Self-defense. You're allowed to defend yourself and kill somebody who's trying to kill you. Or if you see a rodeh pursuing another person to try to kill him, so there is one is allowed to kill the rodeh. If in halacha it's a mitzvah to kill the rodeh, for samal adam reyecha. And so there is a din of rodeh by B'nai Noach as well. And therefore the post can talk about war, milchoma by B'nai Noach, among the nations of the world. A defensive war is certainly permissible, because habo l'harkecha hashem Vahargam. And what about an offensive war? Going to war to capture, to conquer other territory. And we call that Milchemes Rishus. And Milchemes Rishus is mutter by Yisrael. If there's a best in the Sanhedrin, gives Rishus. By Vinei Noyach, it seems to be a Machlokes HaPoskim, whether they have the concept of offensive war. Is that considered to be Ritzicha? They have no Rishus, they have no right to be involved in an offensive war to conquer other territory. So then it would be Shrifas Dori Chasam Seifa says it's also by the name of the Tziv in Chumash in Hamek Dova says that it's not considered to be Ritzicha. Next mitzvah in Shavuot mitzvah is the Gilui Arayos. Gilui Arayos having certain illicit relations with certain women in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's a long sugya, Machlokes Rav Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, exactly which Arayos are also. But the Rambam paskins, bottom line, the Rambam paskins, in terms of related relatives, there are three relatives that are also for a Ben Noach. His mother, Eshes Aviv, his father's wife, even though she's not his mother, and Achos HaMeimo, and his sister from the same mother. And relations which are not Arayos, which are not relatives, there are also three. Eshes Ish, adultery, right? The Torah says the Dovach Ishto, Volo the Eshes Chadero. So adultery is also the Ben Noach. Mishkav Zohar, homosexuality, and Mishka Behema, bestiality. These three are, they're all together, six Arayos by Bnei Noach are Asur, and all of them are Chayev Mises Bezdin. Going back to the Gemara in Chul in Datsadi Beis, where the Gemara said that Shloshim Mitzvahs Kibul Aleim Bnei Noach. So we don't know exactly what they are. Encyclopedia Talmudis brings down some suggested list of the 30, how to count those 30 mitzvahs. But the Gemara said, "Ein mekayimim el shlosha." They only keep three. What three do they keep? Lo kasu ksuva lazachon. They didn't write a ksuva when for a zochor, when for mishkav zochor. In other words, in ancient society, even though homosexuality was rampant, but they didn't have a formal homosexual marriage. It was not recognized legally, and that's it's a scary thing, because in the United States it is recognized. The Supreme Court recognizes it. But in the ancient world, even though they had it, but it was not formally recognized, and that's one of the three mitzvahs the Gemara says that the Bnei Noach kept, that they didn't have recognized a formal homosexual marriage. Secondly, Ein Shochtim Bosar Meis, they didn't sell human flesh, in other words, they weren't cannibals. And thirdly, Mechabdim Es HaTorah, they gave kavod to a Sefer Torah, they would stand up for a Sefer Torah. These were the three mitzvahs that the Bnei Noach actually kept, according to the Gemara. Gemara in Chulin, in the Gemara, the Medrash Rabban Bereishis says, Dor Hamabul lo nimocha min ha'olam at shekoslu gimusias. The Dor Hamabul was destroyed because they wrote a ksuva. Gimusias is a ksuva for Zohar and for Behema. In other words, they had a formal marriage for Zohorim, right, homosexuals, and even with animals. Adultery, Eshes Ish, is also by the name of. How did they get married? We have Kiddushin. We have Kiddushin and Chuppah. The Gemara says they don't have Kiddushin. There's no concept of Kiddushin and Chuppah by Bnei Noach. They only have Be'ulas Ba'al. When the husband and the wife are intimate, when they have relations for the purpose of marriage, that's what makes her an Eshes, an Eshes Ish. And do they have Gerushin? Do they have divorce under the Shemah Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? The Rambam says yes, they have divorce. They don't need a get though. They don't need any kind of document. The Rambam says each one can just leave. If the husband decides to leave, or the wife decides to leave, so that constitutes divorce in terms of Bnei Noach. And there's a very interesting suffix in the Achronim. that the Minchas Chinuch and the Sefer Birkas Avram by Rabbi Avram Erlinger from Kol Torah, that he also has this update, whether we know that by Arayas there's a din of Kiru of Lo Sikru Legala Servo, Negia, right? Negia by Arayas, Chibuk Vinishuk, physical contact with Arayas is also Minat Torah, according to the Rambam. That's how we passed him. What about, because it's a fence, it's a siyom the Torah makes, not to lead, to give it actual Givei Arayas. What about by Bnei Noyach? They have a suffix. Is that considered to be an Avizrayhu the Arayas, a branch, a corollary of Givei Arayas? And when you listen to the news today and you read the news, and every single day we hear what goes on in the world, in our society today, with the harassment that goes on, right? Then you realize, you appreciate the importance of the surim of the issur of negiya, the issur of chibur v'nishuk with arayas, a physical contact between a man and a woman, as a siyog to prevent coming to those situations. And they have a suffix whether this is mitzuveh on the name Noyach. The next mitzvah is gezer. All forms of gezer, all forms of stealing, whether it be stealing money or be stealing, kidnapping, of course, is included in that. Gemara says even kodesh hasochim. If you have a worker and you don't pay the worker, that's considered to be a form of gezer by the name Noyach, right? And if a bishas malocha, someone who's working, and they have no right to take things from the office or to take things from the things that they're working with, that's also gezeila. I know overcharging is also comes under gezeila. There are many, many isurim, many scenarios that are included in the category of gezeila. And it's also come by the name of, it's more common than by Israel. Besides the fact that Ben Noyach is chayiv nisa on gezel, Gemara says even on pachas mishava pruta, if he steals even less than a shava pruta, that is an issa, that's gezel, is chayiv, because la b'nei mechila nimbu, b'nei Noyach are not b'nei mechila, they're not going to be meichal even on that small amount. In fact, the Medrash says that the Dor HaMabul, the gzeira, the Dor HaMabul was finalized over Gezel, but Timothy Horis Hamas, the Medrash says they used to steal pachas mishava pruta. They went out of their way to steal dafka less than a shavna pruta. I once heard from Rabbi Yechiel Talbot Zatzal, who was the Abbasin of the Machom Haroi in Munsi, tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, tremendous loss for our dog. So he once heard him when he was in Los Angeles. He once said that, you know, there are many shaylos about Dina de Malchusa Dina. What is included in Dina de Malchusa Dina for Israel? What are the parameters of Dina de Malchusa Dina? He says, for Bnei Noach, Dina de Malchusa Dina, for sure it applies. For sure it applies by Bnei Noach. And therefore, if they don't pay taxes based on the Dina de Malchusa Dina, that's Anissa of Gezel. They are stealing, and that is, and so a Jewish accountant has to know that when he has non-Jewish clients, in terms of their taxes, is there a mitzvah hashoves hagezela by Ben Noach by Israel? The issue is like zela, asher goza. What about by Ben Noach? So Machlokes Rashi and Tosis in Eruvin. The Chavkas Yoyov has a very interesting chiddush. The din is on Gezel, Chayim Misa, like the other Shalomites, B'nai Noyach. But what happens if the society decides they don't want to give Misa on Gezel? They want to put, they'll put the Gazel, they'll put the Ganav in prison. They'll punish him in other ways, but not give him capital punishment. So the Chelkes Yoyov comes up with the Chiddush that they have the right to give him a different punishment rather than Mrs. Bezin. Because in a certain sense, it's like the society is being moichel, not on the aveira, not on the transgression, but being moichel on the punishment for that transgression. It's a chiddush, of the Chalk Yisrael, but that's what he says. The Sefer Chinuch says that Ben Noach is mitzvah also on Loi Sachmo. On Loi Sachmo and Loi Sisava, because those are also corollaries, they're branches of the Issa of Gezel, because they can lead to Gezel. Next mitzvah is Eva Minachai, or Bosa Minachai, a limb from a living animal that was given to Noach after the Mabul when Bosa became Mutter. And Eva Minachai, it's also more chomer by the name Noach, besides the Chi of Misa on Eva Minachai, but it applies to Behemoth Tanayim, to non kosher animals, whereas by us it only applies. By the kosher animals, Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, whether it applies to birds, to Ophis. The Rambam says it does not apply to Ophis. The Ravid says it does apply to Ophis. And the din is that if they're shooting an animal, they're killing an animal, the Bnei Noach, and the animal is still moving around, it hasn't died yet, right? If one cuts off meat or a limb from the animal at that time, that's still considered to be Eva Minachai, because the animal is not yet considered to be dead. However, if the animal is slaughtered, kosher slaughter, so then the din of Mifarcheses, even though it's moving around, it's halachically is considered to be dead for a Yisrael, and therefore it's not Eva Minachai. If you cut off after kosher slaughter, you cut off an aver from the animal, even though it's mefarcheses, it's still moving around. And most Rishonim paskin that it would not be Eva Minachai by Ben Noach either. The Rambam holds it would be Eva Minachai. Most Rishonim paskin would not be Eva Minachai because there's a svara of Mika Midi, the Yisrael Shari, or the Ben Noach also. Can't have anything which is muta for us, but would be also for a Ben Noach. So if Mifarcheses with kosher slaughter is muta for Yisrael, it's going to also be muta for Ben Noach. The Rambam doesn't pass in that. Very, very interesting shayla that comes out of this. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva whether a Ben Noach is allowed to eat eggs. Why are we allowed to eat eggs? Eggs come from a living, right? From a living animal. They come from a living bird, and they should have an issa of Yotze Minachai, of Eva Minachai. So it's a Gzeres HaKosu for us, that we're allowed to eat eggs. We learn it from Shiluach HaKam, that you're allowed to eat eggs. So the Chassam Sofer says that it could be that according to the Rambam, eggs would be also for Ben Noach. It would be considered to be Eva Minachai. And the fact that it's Mutah for us doesn't make it Mutah for them, because the Rambam doesn't hold from that Svarah, Mi Gomidi, the Yisrael Shari, Uli Ben Noach also. And the Chassam Sofer wants to say that according to the Rambam, according to other Rishonim, who hold Mi Gomidi, eggs would be Mutah, unless they're eggs on a trefa, from a bird which is a trefa. But the Stechemed has a long arichos in which he argues on the Chassam Sofer, and he brings many, many achrayim who hold, and he proves that eggs are mutter for a Ben Noach as well. But according to Chassam Sofer, a Jew would not be allowed to sell eggs to a Ben Noach, because it would be a litmei either or sitei mikshol, according to the Chassam Sofer. The last of the Sheva Mitzvahs is the Mitzvah of Din. Din means setting up a court system and judging based on that court system. There's, however, a major machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban how to define the Mitzvah of Din. The Rambam says the Mitzvah of Din is to establish courts for Bnei Noach and to judge on the other six mitzvahs, to teach the people, Ahazir Esa'am, about the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And according to the Rambam explains, what was the justification of Shimon the Levi destroying the city of Shem? Shem himself, we understand, he kidnapped Dina, he raped Dina. But why the whole city? So the Rambam explains, because they were all Chayiv Misa, based on Dina. Because they did not judge Shem for kidnapping and raping Dina. And therefore all of them were Chayiv Misa Because if Bnei Noach do not keep the mitzvah of din in the chayiv mitzvah, since it's one of the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, and the Ramban in Chumash, a long Ramban in Vayishmak, argues, and he says there is no chayiv mitzvah for not judging, for the fact that they didn't judge Shem, or they wouldn't judge on any one of the seven mitzvahs, they would not be chayiv mitzvah, because the Ramban learns there are two parts to the mitzvah of din. There's one part of the mitzvah dinim is to set up courts and to judge. That's the kumva aseh. The kumva aseh aspect of dinim. But there's no chi of misa on that. If they don't set up courts, they don't judge, there's no chi of misa because it's a kumva aseh. It's something that they're supposed to do and they didn't do it. There's a second part to the mitzvah dinim that the Gemara calls the shevi al taisa, and that the Ramban says includes all so many areas of dine moments, the halachas of mazi, the halachas of choyver b'chaver, the halachas of onoa, of overcharging, the halachas of shomim, mekachumemkos, charsochir, and if they don't keep those dine, their violation of those dine, on that they're going to be chayiv mitzvah. And the Rabban explains, so why? What was the justification of Shimon v'Levi wiping out the city of Shem? He says, because the people of Shem were oydei avodah zarah. They committed all kinds of aveiros of the avodah zarah. They violated all the sheva mitzvahs, and therefore they were rishonim, and they deserved to be punished. So therefore they were justified in wiping out the city, of Shem. And there's a lot of discussion about that in the other rishonim, the rachaim, and the other rachaim and others. Very interesting shayla in dinim is what legal system the Bnei Noach have to use in judging their dinim. What is the legal system in judging, let's say, dinim omnis, monetary matters? Is it that they have to follow Torah law? They have to follow our dinim and apply it to Bnei Noach? Or can they set up their own justice system? Whatever they feel is correct and is right and is ethical based on their sense of justice, but doesn't have to follow Torah law. And this is a major machlokes among the poskim as well. The Ramah in a tshuva and the Chasam Soifa say they have to follow Mishpatei HaTorah, the laws of the Torah. The very famous tshuva of the Ramah, where the Ramah paskined about, and there was a certain goy who was over on Hasogas Gibor, unfair competition with the Maram Padva, who had printed a Rambam, and he went ahead and he undercut the price. He printed it to undercut the price, and this was unfair competition. This was Hasoges, a violation of Hasoges' rule, but it was only a violation in Dine Torah, not under secular law. So the Ramah paskin that he's in violation of Hasoges' rule because Bnei Noach have to follow Mishpatei HaTorah. And the Netziv disagrees, and he says they set up their own legal system based on what they consider to be as Yosher. What's right, what's ethical, what's moral, but in their own sense of justice, rather than following the details of Halach. So those are the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. There are a number of other Isurim, we're getting towards the end. There are a number of other Isurim, as I mentioned, that are not included in Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and the Einish would not be Mitzvahs Besdin, but Videi Shamayim. For instance, the Rambam paskens this. For instance, Kilayim. Interbreeding two species of animals. Also, grafting trees, grafting two species of trees. Right? So machlokes in the Gemara about this, and the Rambam paskens that it's going to be also for Bnei Noach, but they're not chayiv misa on it. And there is a third isa, which is brought down in the poskim, which is very, very relevant for us. Tremendous ramifications for us. We have an isa of sirus, of castrating or neutering a person or an animal, dogs or cats. It's a deraisa for a Jew to do it. Right? What about by Bnei Noach? Is the Ben Noach, is he also in Sirus, in castrating or neutering? So the Rosh and the Rashba hold that it's mutter, and but the Smag and the Hargosa Shri Paskin it's also. It's a Machlokes in the Gemara, whether it applies to Bnei Noya. It's a Machlokes Rishonim, had a Paskin, whether it's going to be also for Bnei Noya, and therefore the Beis Shmuel in Eben HaEzer Paskins that, let's say a person has a cat, a Jew has a cat, and he wants to neuter the cat, so he goes to a non-Jewish veterinarian. Is that going to be mutter, or is that osur? Says the Beis Shmuel, it's going to be osur. You cannot ask, a Jew cannot ask a non-Jewish veterinarian to neuter his cat or his dog. Mimanashav, for either reason. If it's osur on us and not for Bnei Noach, it's going to be an Issa of Amir Eliyakum. Amir Eliyakum is not only by Shabbos. Amir Eliyakum is by other Yisurim as well. And if we say, like the Hagos HaShri and the Smag, that an Akum, that a Ben Noach, is also in Sirus himself, so we are in violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Siten Yisho. We're placing a stumbling block by asking the veterinarian to neuter the cat. So either way, it's going to be also. So I once had a shayla story with another Ben Noach in California, where he called me up and he said, "My wife is pregnant, and we have a lot of cats around the house." So our obstetrician told her that it's dangerous if you're pregnant and there are cats. They carry a lot of diseases that you could contract those diseases, and it could affect the fetus, it could affect the pregnancy. So he told me to go and neuter the cats, because then the cats won't be able to carry those diseases. So he calls me up and he asks me, am I allowed to go to another Ben Noach veterinarian? I'm not going to neuter myself, but to go to a Ben Noach veterinarian to neuter the cats. So I told him it's a very good shayla. I have to look into it. I didn't have the answer on the spot. About 10 minutes later, Rav Chatzchum Roth, the Colesberg Medayin, happened to come to my house. He was in Los Angeles, and he came to my house, and he came in, and I started thinking, what am I going to ask him? Well, I have to ask him a shayla. So I just had a shayla, min hashamayim. I just got this shayla that I didn't know the answer to. So I asked him the shayla, is it mutter for Ben Noach to ask another Ben Noach? There's another Ben Noach to neuter his cats. Because on the tzad that it's osur, sirus is osur by Bnei Noach. The veterinarian is not allowed to do it. So it's a mutter for one Ben Noach to ask another Ben Noach. So he thought for a few minutes and he said, yeah, it's mutter. Why? Because he's not mitzuvan lifnei iver. We have a lifnei iver lo siten mirsho. A Ben Noach is not mitzuvan lifnei iver towards another Ben Noach. So right after he left, I called him back. This Ben Noach's name was Itri. And I called him back and I told him, I just got a psak from one of the poskim in America, and I gave him, I told him the psak. The many, many stories like this. Are there mitzuvah in tzedakah, in giving tzedakah? There's a Ran in Sanhedrin who says that a Ben Noach is mitzuvah to give tzedakah. He has a mitzvah to give tzedakah. And he learns it, Gemara learns it from the by Avraham Avinu. Kidati asher yitzav ezbonu v'dei beisu achav lasos tzedakah u'mishpat. Gemara uses that pasuk for, connects it to the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach. It's not included in Sheva Mitzvahs because there's a kumvaseh. It's a mitzvaseh, a positive thing. And that's not included in Sheva Mitzvahs. But the Ran says that he is mitzvah. Ben Noach is mitzvah to give tzedakah. He doesn't have to give ma'aseh. But he has to give. He has to give some kind of charity. Two other halachas that we'll conclude with. Gemara says, Ben Noach sheshavas chayiv misa. A Ben Noach is not allowed to keep Shabbos based on the pasuk Yom v'Laila lo yishbosu, that day and night they shall not rest. And the Gemara says it's not only Shabbos that he can't keep, but he can't keep even a Monday. If he sets establishes a certain day of the week, any day of the week, as a day of rest, So he's in violation of Ben Noach Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. There is a machlokes, however, between Rashi and the Rambam, how to understand. Rashi says, even if he establishes that day as a Yom Menucha, it's just a day of rest, no religious significance at all. It's not a mitzvah on him. It's just a set, fixed day of rest. He's not allowed to establish that. And the Rambam says that the Isser is only to establish it as a mitzvah. L'chadesh das, to legislate any new mitzvahs, not only Shabbos, but any new mitzvahs, to create new mitzvahs that he's obligated to do. It's sort of like almost like a balpaisit. Don't add on extra mitzvahs. And therefore, according to the Rambam, if he just wants to take one day a week and rest, relax, there's no mitzvah. But to establish it as with a religious significance as a mitzvah, that's going to be awesome. What is the gather of melacha for a ben noach? And this has very many practical applications, especially for prospective gerim. What is the melacha that a ben noach has to do that he's not called ben noach sheshavas hayev nisa? So most achorim, that law, and many achorim say one of the lamites melachis has to do one of them, even just turning on a light, and then he's not a ben noach sheshavas hayev nisa. The Binyan Siyan, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, says that it has to be a malacha kaveda. Definition of malacha for this halacha is not lamites malachas. Heavy work. If he carries heavy bundles, even though it's not one of the lamites malachas, but he carries heavy bundles, he does labor, so it's not a ben noach sheshavas, not a ben noach sheshavas chayimisa. It's a very big nafkamina, prospect of ger. Prospect of ger. He's starting to become a ger, right? And he's starting to keep Shabbos, training himself to keep Shabbos. He has to do one melacha on Shabbos because he's still a ben noach. So what does he have to do? Is it just sufficient for him to turn on a light, and that's then he's no longer ben noach sheshavas chayim nisa? Or does he have to do some kind of heavy work, moving the furniture, carrying a heavy bundle? So that would be totally on this machlokes. There is a shaila also about the poskim talk about a ger shemol v'lo tova. He started the process of gerus. He did the mila, but he didn't do the tefillah yet. In that window of time, right? Is he allowed to keep Shabbos? Is he also to keep Shabbos? And that's a big the tshuva in the Binyan Siyan and also Yerushalayim. There was a maisa in the time of Shul Salat that they had this shayla, and there was a whole tumult in Yerushalayim. Once the ger has started the process, he did part of the gerus, he did the mila, even though he's not yet a ger until the tvila, but he's entered partially into the bris of Torah. So is there an issa of the Noach Sheshavas? The last halacha we're going to talk about is the halacha of Ben Noach she'asak b'Torah in his chayim misa, learned from the pasuk Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe Marosha Kilas Yaakov. Gemara says Lonu Marosha v'lo lahem. It's our legacy. It's not their legacy. And therefore, Gemara says, one mandoma says, if a Ben Noach learns Torah, it's like he's stealing from us. He's stealing our Marosha. He's over on Geza. And it's included in the Issa of Gezel by Bnei Noach. Another mandoma says that it's like Naira Mayrosa. Al Tikre Mayrosa Elo Mayrosa. It's like we are wedded. Klal Yisrael is wedded to Torah. We're married to Torah. A Ben Noach who is going to learn Torah and take Torah away from us in a certain sense, right? It's like he's committing an act of adultery with a Naira Mayrosa, because he's taking what we are, the Torah that we are wedded to. But he is allowed, as we said before, he's allowed to learn Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and then he can be considered to be even like a Kohen Gadol. A Yisrael who teaches Torah to a Ben Noach is over on Mitzvah Iva Lo Siten Mikshom, and in addition is over on the Pasuk Magi Devar Liakov Chukov Mishpata Liyisrael Lo Osa Chen V'Chol Goyim Mishpatim Ba Yidom. That he's not. That's a Pasuk Ein Moisim Divrei Torah Liakov Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. Right? So there are two Isurim, Lifnei Iver, and also Lo Yosach Chen Luchal Goy. Tosfos over there asks the kasha, why do you need both? Why do you need the second pasuk, Lo Yosach Chen Luchal Goy? It's sufficient that it's also because of Lifnei Iver, and there are many answers to that. Tosfos answers and others give an answer to that kasha. But what are the parameters of the Issa of a Ben Noach learning Torah? What Torah, besides Sheva Mitzvot, is allowed to learn? Are there any other areas of Torah that he's allowed to learn and that we're allowed to teach him? So here there are many, many poskim who have different opinions about this. So I'll just give you a few of them. The Shulti Gidoyim says the Issa is to teach him, of course, Torah Sheba'al Peh, but and Chamisha Kum Shetayr, but you're allowed to teach him Nevi'im Uksuvim. Nevi'im Uksuvim, which are the Nebuahs about the destiny, the history and destiny of Klal Yisrael, and the Geula and the Chomis of Klal Yisrael. Maariz Chaya says that there's a Nisa to teach him only Torah Sheba'al Peh, but you're allowed to teach him Torah Shebitzah, Chumish, right? Torah, Nevi'im, and Uksuvim. And others, the Machri Chayim, says it's only an Issa to teach him Be'iyun. To teach him Be'iyun in depth. Superficially, it's okay, but not to teach the Amkus, with Pilpul, and in depth. The Marsha also says something like that. It's also to give him, to transmit the Sodos and Sisrei Torah, to him, and the Be'iri. An interesting Me'iri. The Me'iri says that the Issa for Ben Noach to learn Torah is because the name Adam, people will think that maybe he's Jewish and he has the knowledge of Torah and he could use that in a very, very negative way. We know during the Middle Ages they had debates. The Christians had debates with the Jews, and they had studied Torah, and they had knowledge of Torah, and they used it lekanta. They used it to debate and try to undermine our Torah, our emunah. An interesting shayla was asked of Rav Moshe. That, you know, there was on the radio there was a program. I don't know if it still exists. Daf HaShavua. Rav Hilchos Mordechai Taitz used to give it in Yiddish, Daf HaShavua, on the Gemara. And after he was nifter, his son took over, and he gave it in English. And the shaila was whether he's allowed to teach Gemara on the radio where goyim can listen in. Is that going to be also because of teaching Torah to goyim? So he asked Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe wrote a long tshuva about it. And Rav Moshe said that if you're teaching Yidden and there happens to be Goyim there as well, but you're not teaching them specifically, there is no Issa of Lifnei Iver, there is no Issa in teaching. And therefore, he was able, and that applies in the classroom, that applies over the radio, because there is no Issa of Lifnei Iver. And then there's one last shayla in this about a goy who wants to be megayin. What is he allowed to learn? How much Torah is he allowed to learn during the process of gerus? And this seems to be a machlokes between the Marsha and Rabbi Kiveda. The Marsha, Rabbi Kiveda quotes the Marsha. The Marsha learned the Marsha in the Sefer Shabbos says it's mutter for a goy who wants to be megayin to learn Torah. Smutafim. He's in the process of gerus, and he's learning because he wants to become a Jew. So then it's muta, and the Rabbi Kiveda rejects the proofs of the Marsha, and the Rabbi Kiveda remains with a sofik. Halacha lemaisa, Rav Moshe Paskin, that it's muta to teach a prospective ger in the process of gerus. Muta to teach him whatever he needs to know when he becomes a Jew. He needs to know how to do mitzvahs, how to keep Yiddishkeit. So you're allowed to teach him that, even though it's more than just the bare minimum. And there's a Me'iri like that in Sanhedrin as well. So let me just conclude with a Rambam at the end of Peiraches Mehilchos Malachim. Kol makabel sheva mitzvos v'nizo la'soisam hareza mechasidu umos oilam v'yesh lo chelak l'oilam haba. Person, a non-Jew who keeps sheva mitzvos, and he's careful about keeping them in all the details, Right? He's mechasid yom asa'ilon, and he has a share in oilom habo. But who she kabel also riyaso son idnei shetzibu behem akadosh baruch hu b'toyro v'diyonim al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu shebnei noach mikoydem nistavu lehem. But he has to be keeping it because it's a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's keeping it because Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted it to the Bnei Noach and to the, I mean, it was originally given to Bnei Noach, but then once again in Torah, it was transmitted by Moshe Rabbeinu to the Bnei Noach, and Avoli Mason, Bnei Hechra Adas, Enze Ger Toshav, the Eino Mechasidu Umos Oilum. But if he's only doing it based on human reason, Hechra Adas, because it's ethical, it's moral, based on human reason, he's not a Ger Toshav, he's not Mechasidu Umos Oilum, and the Rambam ends off, Elo Mechachachme. He's a Chacham, he's a wise man, but he's not Chasidu Umos. There's another Girsa in this Rambam, V'lo Mechachmei. He's not even a wise man, if he's only doing it based on human reason. Right? The Maritzchayis proves that the correct Girsa, which is the one we have printed, is Elo Mechachmei. But it has to be, the Rambam is saying, it has to be based on Yira Shamayim, that's the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu, when he came to Avimelech, and he told Avimelech that Sarah was his sister rather than his wife, and then when Avimelech found out, right, he had kindness on Avram. So what did Avram say to him? Right? Avimelech claimed, we're a civilized society, we keep Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But Avram said, you're not keeping it in the right way, for the right reasons. There's no Yiras Elohim. It has to be based on Yiras Elohim. It's a tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why they're doing it. And then that makes a world of a difference. They're not going to bend it, compromise it, when they have a desire. So it has to be based on Yiras Elohim. And that's what the Rambam says, that then they have a status of Chasidi Umos Oilam and a Chelik in Oilam Habo. So he writes in that we should be Zoiche to the Gula Shleima, where all the nations of the world will finally recognize that and come to an Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they'll give the proper Kovid to Klal Yisrael. And V'hoi Hashem Mabelech HaKol Oretz V'nehui Hashem Echad V'shemo Yechad. I'll take some questions. Yes.
When you just said that they have to do it L'Shem Hashem, does that include that they have to recognize that the Kaddish Baruch Hu is the Am Tzibur, and they have to understand it's part of the Hashkafa? Is that included? Is it possible they could be an anti-Semit, but he keeps all the mitzvahs the same?
That's a good question. Yeah. The question was that if they're doing the mitzvahs L'Shem Hashem, because it's the tzibur yav Hashem, that they also have to recognize that Klal Yisrael is the Am Segula. The Am Segula, that the Am HaNivcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. Keeping the mitzvahs for... it's certainly, if they are keeping the mitzvahs properly, and they have the right hashkof on the mitzvahs, they should come to that. They should be coming to that. And they, you know, there are special halachas in terms of a Ben Noach and Yisrael. The Gemara says that a Ben Noach who is choyvel the Yisrael is chayiv misa. They have to recognize, and that even within the mitzvah, I didn't discuss that one, but even within the mitzvahs of Ben Noach, they have to recognize that Klal Yisrael is special. So they, whether they have to know all about Am HaNivcha and Am Skula, that I don't know. But they have to recognize that Klal Yisrael is different than them, right? And that we see in this halacha of a Ben Noach Hamake Yisrael is going to be high.
They do tshuva?
What?
Can I go to tshuva?
So that's a very big shayla. Someone here wrote a sefer on the Mabit, Rabbi Roberts. He wrote a whole sefer on the tshuva on the Magid, and there's a big, big shaila in the Rishonim whether tshuva is possible by Bnei Noach. Major machlokes. From Sefer Yonah we see that there is tshuva by Bnei Noach, right? Sefer Yonah. But there's a medrash in Parshas Hazinu that seems to say that there is no tshuva by Bnei Noach. The Mabit wants to make a distinction between tshuva meyira and tshuva me'ahava. That Bnei Noach will have tshuva meyira, but they don't have tshuva me'ahava. That higher madrega of tshuva. But if you look in his sefer, I'm sure he has a whole arichas on that. But there is a machlokes about tshuva by Bnei Noach. Yes.
Going back to Shitu, I don't know if it's a two-part question or maybe just related. Going back to Shitu, there's a qualitative difference between the Father and the Holy Ghost and the Son, which is God slipping himself into a body. I mean, has anybody discussed that difference, or is it really just they get away from it?
I don't think they get into such details of, in terms of the finer details of what they believe, what the Christians believe, because among the Christians themselves, there are so many different shittas among them how to view it. And they have their own machleksi. But the whole idea, of shittah, that Hashem has partners, and there is a tshuva for Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden says that if they believe that the three are totally equal, that shitov according, that's Avodah Zarah according to everybody. There's no machlokes about that. It's only if they believe that the Father is above the other two, that's where the machlokes of shitov according. That's a tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. But at the other, or all the other poskim who talk about this, don't make this fine distinction. Yes.
So a further problem, like when you said, I didn't see inside, I only know that what you said, where the Rambam says that
no tree.
But if you want to say no tree, then you can't dismiss the devil. Because to them, this is what I heard, I don't know. That the devil is this autonomous.
I think the Rambam, lived in Spain, right? He was talking about Catholics. Talking about Catholics. And Catholics believe, they believe in the Trinity.
And they don't worship the devil, but they're...
Yeah, but they're not talking about, they're not even discussing the devil when they talk about Shita. They're talking about this Trinity. The Trinity is enough.
No, but isn't there a problem to give up being more power outside of God's realm?
Yeah, that also would be a problem, but they didn't have to come on to that, because the Shita, the Trinity is sufficient to make it into a Avodah Zarah. Yes? So the Gemara says that originally they had a mitzvah of Puruvu. But that mitzvah of Puruvu was taken away from them when Klal Yisrael received the Torah. When Klal Yisrael received the Torah, there's a klal, there's a whole sugya that a mitzvah shelo nishneis besinai. It was not repeated at Har Sinai to Klal Yisrael, but was given to Bnei Noah. That mitzvah now was taken away from them, and only Klal Yisrael has that mitzvah. So it's a sugya, I think, on Daf Nun Tes on the days that Sanhedrin. So they don't have a mitzvah for Ruvu anymore. They originally they did, but not no longer. Yes.
If I'm not
from
right, I don't see it. So how the government supposed to know this?
How are they? That's a very good question. How are they supposed to know it? They were taught. Adam was taught. And Noah was taught.
Today?
Well, today it's a little harder for them to know it. But the problem is, because it became distorted and perverted. The Gemara says that, Roh Vayakir Goyim, Gemara in Bava Kamma, that Roh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Umos HaOlam were not keeping Sheva Mitzvahs. They weren't keeping it. So if you're not keeping it, you're going to forget about it, and you're going to distort it. So it was their fault, though, at a certain point in time. So it was their fault that they weren't keeping it, they forgot about it, or they distorted it. I mean, all the nations of the world know something about murder and Gezel, but they don't know the details, and they're not following necessarily the details. So they have a chiyuv to search. A person has a human being has a chiyuv Kadosh Baruch Hu implanted in him a certain sense of right and wrong, of morality. That's implanted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have a chiyuv to investigate and to search what is right and what is wrong. If they're not doing that, that's their fault. And how do they find out? If they'll search enough, they'll find the right source. Like the B'nai Noach acquaintances that I have. But they have a chiyuv to search. A person can't go through life and say, well, I'm ignorant of these mitzvahs. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted them that intuition that there's morality and there's ethics. And what is it exactly that they have to investigate? Yes?
And also, in light of the fact that they're like shogim, I mean, they should learn it, but the rice is telling they're eating it. So, meanwhile, they have this.
Well, Lemaisa, nobody is carrying out the punishments, right? It's not happening. This is, it's a chiyuv that there would be a Torah world, a Torah society, right? And everyone would recognize that this is what the laws are. So then, it would be very different. But when you would have that type of society, you wouldn't have the crimes that are being committed today. Just like the Gemara says in Makis, right? A person that killed once in 7 years or once in 70 years was called the Beis Din Katlonis. That means they didn't have crimes committed. That Chiyuv Nisa was much, much less. Because it was a society, it was based on Yiras Shamayim. Right? A society that was based on Torah. So there was a very, very different type of society. So your first question, why is it more chomor? Because these are so fundamental. This is the existence of society, the existence of a society that is just, that is moral. So the Torah had to emphasize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to emphasize, these are so fundamental, so basic to mankind, that there has to be a stronger deterrent. After all, Misa's blessings serves to a great degree as a deterrent. So in order to maintain the welfare of society, it shouldn't turn into a jungle, right? So the Torah gave a much more chomer punishment. In Klal Yisrael, the Sefer Achilu points out that we have different levels of punishment that they don't have. We have Misas, Misas Bezdin, Kores, Malkis, Bidei Shamayim, right? Different levels. So we have a very, very different type of society. But these are so fundamental for the existence and survival of a society. There have to be much more chomer across the board that they should realize how important this is. Let me just go to the other side. Yes.
It's not unusual when sitting on an airplane and you don't understand your flight will start asking you questions.
Right.
They're intelligent. And it gets a little bit hard sometimes to figure out where to stop. What does the Rebbe recommend? Should you discuss whether the Dodgers have covered in the win next year, change the subject, or what's the best way to handle that?
So, the Chachomim had these shailas also, because the Romans used to come to the Chachomim and they would ask them questions, and we find they asked Rabban Gamliel questions, the Mishnah and Avodah Zorah, and they answered the question. You have to do whatever is necessary. It should be a Kiddush Hashem. And you don't start telling him all details of halacha, more superficially, but it has to, you can't just brush him off and say, I don't want to talk about it if he wants to talk about it. But try to keep it as superficial as possible, because you have to make a Kiddush Hashem, and they shouldn't go away feeling that there was a Chilul Hashem. The Jews don't have answers to my questions, right? They shouldn't feel that way. And there are the poskim write about that. Yes? That what?
We read the Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah Nenayah in continuation to the conversation on the plane. We come to believe in the Rosh Hashanah, and he interprets it into that religion and the God they believe in, which is Shita for them. So
No, so you have to be clear. You have to be clear about it. You have to be clear. Emunah in Hashem, yeah. There is a lifnei yiver. If we give an evam and a chai to a ben Noach, there's a lifnei yiver, right? So when you're, whatever you're doing, whatever you're teaching, has to be with a clarity according to halacha, right? And so you can't just tell him you have to be religious. You have to be religious. You have to believe in one God, right? In one God, the monotheistic. And so it's interesting. Do we have a chiyuv to teach them? Do we have a chiyuv to go out and teach them? Well, you all probably know the Lubavitcher Rebbe had a mitzvah years ago where he sent out his chassidim to teach Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. All very, very general. But we don't find that there's a chiyuv Talmud Torah on teaching Torah to B'nei Noach. Yisrael is chayiv to teach Torah to another Jew. Right? But there's no chiyuv to teach goyim Torah. It's interesting. There is a Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel who seems to say that there is a chiyuv, that there's a chiyuv to teach in sheva mitzvahs, to teach them their sheva mitzvahs. It's a very big chiddush in Tosfos. The Birkas Avraham asks on that, where the Tosfos get that from, that we have a chiyuv to teach them sheva mitzvahs. But because nobody else brings that down. But if you are teaching them, it has to be correct. It has to be right. So that's another reason why it's important for us to know, right? For us to know what their mitzvah is, what their sheva mitzvahs are, especially in terms of conversations on the plane, right? In terms of any kind of relationships that one might have with goyim in the workplace. Yes.
Is the B'nai Noach like a holidayless life that's coming from that they've grown up with? It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, every day is like every other day.
Yeah, yeah. The Rambam says that they're not allowed to have any Shabbos or any Chagim. That they can't have that. And the Rambam, because it's like a das, it's like a religion, a mitzvah that they are establishing. And that is, the Rambam says that's not allowed. Now, what about if a Ben Noach wants to take lulav and etzor on Sukkot? And by the way, one of these Ben Noach once came to my sukkah on Sukkot, on Yom Tov. So I told him, I'm not allowed. He came into the sukkah, we were in the middle of the Suda. So I took him out of the sukkah and I told him, I'm not allowed to ask you to come and eat with us because a mazvinim goy. You're not allowed to invite a goy on Yom Tov. And he said, Chas v'shalom, I wouldn't want you to be over anything. So I'm not going to eat. I just want to sit there and talk and we schmooze for a few hours. The Rambam and the Radvans explain, if he wants to do a mitzvah as an eino mitzvah, he wants to take lulav and etzer, he wants to get schar, right? He thinks he'll get schar if he takes lulav and etzer, but not as a mitzvah, not that he's commanded in it as an eino mitzvah. So then he's allowed to, except for mezuzah, sefer Torah, and tefillin, anything which has kedusha, we're not allowed to give him. But something like matzah, he wants to eat nesukah on Chol HaMoed, and in order to get some kind of schar as an enemy to the Yosef, that's okay. But it's also l'chadesh das, to create new mitzvahs over and above what the Torah has given. That's the Rambam. Yes.
Or we need to be. In other words, we are also an enemy. So the spore that must have been the super promotion that. Also the
Mrs. Benton? No, we're no longer B'nai Noach. We're on a higher measure.
So sometimes, like the Rabbi Shepard, like he says, like when he says issues without the douching, shouldn't be worse than issues B'nai Noach. So what?
No, I don't know. We don't have that. We only have issues with through Kedushin.
I understand what they're saying. So, like, your blood actually separated. We thought it's true, but it shouldn't be worse than issues B'nai Noach. So, also, we have, like, a halacha of issues B'nai Noach, but doesn't need a get. So, what's that?
I don't know. I don't know this Rabbi Shemuel. But the Pashtus, we have, once we were given Torah, there's a whole shayla in the Mefarshim, what was the status of the office? were the obvious Israel, or that did they have the status of the Ne'ilah? Very, the Parshas Drachim, a lot of discussion among the Acharonim. What was the status of the obvious? And if the obvious were the Ne'ilah, how did they keep Shabbos? Because Avraham Avinu, we know, kept Shabbos, right? Benor Sheshavas Chayim Yisa. So many, many answers to that question. But once we were given Torah, once we received Torah, we're no longer the Ne'ilah. We're a totally different Madrega, and we don't have the dinim of the Ne'ilah don't apply to us anymore. We have the dinim of the Tanya Mitzvahs of Torah. So we're a different sukh. We're a different category now, because Klal Yisrael has a kedusha that doesn't exist by the Ne'ilah. Yes.
Would it be possible for a Ben Noach physician, he said, could ordinarily not perform an abortion, do so with the same say if the fetus was a grave and present day of the health of the body?
Again, I didn't hear the question.
You said that abortion was also be taught, which be Gustav. Should it be possible for abortion done if it was excessive? So let's say if the abortion. If the
Uber
was a
Rodex. Okay. So that depends. That depends on saving the life of the mother. What is the reason that you're allowed to abort the fetus? Machlokes is Rambam and Rashi. The Rashi says because the Uber is not a nefesh gomer and the mother is a nefesh gomer, but he's not a Rodex because it's tivo shalolam. He's not a Rodex at all. So then you have to, then by a Ben Noach, it's a question. Is the Uber a Nefesh Gomor, or is the Uber not a Nefesh Gomor? And it would make a difference. According to the Rambam, that you're saving the life of the mothers because the Uber is considered to be a Rodef, a very difficult Rambam. Because the Rambam himself says it's based on the Gemara, it's Tivo Shalola, Mishamaya Korat Fele. So it's Tivo Shalola, he's not a Rodef. But the Rambam says that when the fetus is in the womb, he has a status of a Rodef if he's endangering the life of the mother, and therefore you can kill the fetus. If that's the reason, it applies by Ben Noach as well, because there is a din of Rodef by Ben Noach. Right. So, but these are difficult shailas. There's a Maharit, the tshuva of the Maharit, who says that if a Jewish woman is in her life is endangered by the fetus, right? So you can abort the fetus. So the Maharit says better use a Jewish doctor than use a non-Jewish doctor. What? Well, because a Jewish doctor, it's not as chomor if he aborts, right, than a non-Jewish, because a non-Jewish doctor might not even have a heter. There might not be a heter for him to abort the fetus to save the life of the mother. So the Maharit says, better use a Jewish doctor rather than a non-Jewish doctor to do that.